I've got the Dragon Age wiki open. I have my notes, my extensive notes. This is the only show we do where I take notes. And I know that sounds crazy.
It's also false. I have seen your Atomless notes.
That's plans. Those are Atomless plans. They're not Atomless notes. They're different.
Tell me the meaningful difference between
notes are during, like, during the thing I'm taking notes. A plan is, like, outside of all of the notes, I plan what is going to be happening next. They're different things.
When you're taking notes, you're planning what you're going to talk about to me today.
I'm not
going to
argue with you this early on, because
Yes,
no,
you are.
No, I'm not. Because this week, not only did I finish the assigned homework, I once again did extracurricular stuff and I finished one of the DLCs. And I...
So we're going to fight about that too, are we?
Yeah. I assume that you're going to have some, like, pretty bad takes about the DLC that I have the correct right takes about. And we're going to combat it. I've also got my lizard, who is... right there.
I know, I see
little
her.
Lazelle. She's just gonna
so
hang out with us.
Of a little
She's
belly.
Our first guest.
Yeah, first
guest
Lazelle,
is Lazelle
the lizard.
The lizard. Named after the Baldur's Gate 3 character, one of my top three favorite characters of all time in any media ever. Let's see if a Dragon Age character gets up there, eh? Let's see.
Oh, I think one might.
Who? Where? Tell me now. I demand.
No.
Which one?
Introduce yourself.
Hello. That was so... That was so abrupt.
Perfect.
That scared me. Hello, I'm Robin. I've never played a Dragon Age game.
Hi, I'm Dylan, and I've played them so many times.
Ooh, welcome to Dorkspawn.
Dorkspawn.
This is a Dragon Age book club where we... play all the games chapter by chapter, and then we talk back about them. Updated news on our fun little Discord. Still the best shit in the world. There's a lot more people
in
it
now.
Yeah. Now we're hanging out.
Yeah, the Discord is great.
Cute little guys.
Oh, it's perfect.
It is. It really is. I think it's the most perfect place on the internet, and I'm really excited about it. This week we did.
Yep.
What's up, babe?
Mm-hmm. No, I'm just reacting
this
to you. That's okay.
Week. There you go. Good. That was a good take two. We used that one in the edit. We did the Circle Tower. And I personally, I don't know if you did, but I...
What did you do?
I did the... I did Soldier's Peak. I did... the Soldier's Peak DLC, which I'm excited to let you know my thoughts about later. I also found a fun, cute hack for this game that's not a hack, but it's a little thing that I didn't know happened, and I feel like a bit of a cheater from doing it, but I'm going to tell you about that when it comes up naturally in conversation.
Oh, okay. I didn't do Soldier's Peak this time.
What did you do? What did you do?
I did a lot. I did... I did, like, so much stuff in Denerim.
I still haven't been to
Denerim. And I did Civil War.
Fascinating.
And I did, and I started another quest where I went and I got a mysterious item from a merchant.
Cool.
This was just a sort of thing where, like, this strange place
this
on the map
so fun,
opened up.
This
and
is
I
so
got
interesting.
A rod.
I wonder if our relationship is going to survive past this, because this is the first time that we've done significantly different things.
Different things. No.
I'm wondering how can we even talk about it? What do we even have to talk about?
Well, I need to talk through something with you. So last time, so here's what happened. Valeria's had a rough time.
Oh, bless her.
Because after we, you know, realized what we needed to do. We need to get the treaties fulfilled. We need to get the Grey Warden's support. And we need to get the king to back us, the Arl to back us. And we need to fight the Archdemon and the Dorkspawn.
The Dorkspawn army.
Dorkspawn is us. The Dorkspawn army. and kill the archdemon. So we have a plan. We know what we need to do. We know where we need to go to get it. But before that, I was like, oh, we need to stop at a town and get some supplies. And also like empty these enormous backpacks that are overflowing. And so we stop at Denerim, which is like a really big city. It's got like a central market, and it's got like market, like stores and mm-hmm. shops and a chantry. And it's got like everything. And there's big stuff happening there. First thing I do is go to the market to try to offload my shit. And who do I see?
Is it the love of your life?
I see him there. Gorum.
Amazing.
I see
him. Magical.
And we reunite. And it's so happy until he tells me he's fucking married.
No.
He's it's married been, with a fucking
kid. It's
been
3 days. What the fuck is...
I don't think it has been.
It's not been marriage time. That cheap whore. What the fuck is he thinking?
I know. And I was like, wait, you're my second in command. You have to come with me. And he's like, please don't make me do that. I love my family. And I was like, what about us? And he was like, it wasn't ever going to work out because
no
you're royalty.
Way.
And I was like, I loved you.
Oh my God. Yeah, I am so really glad sad. That I told that guy to fuck himself on my very brief stint as a dwarven noble. Fuck that guy.
Yeah. Other interesting news, though, in Denerim. So now after this, I went and I just took every job I could to stave away my hatred and
the
my
heartbreak. Yeah, I'm with you.
I went through all of the alleyways and I killed absolutely everyone that I saw. and I
oh my God.
And I also took care of some dead bodies for some people.
Shit.
And I talked to this lady outside the chantry who was like, hey, I am like studying like the ancient chant and like ancient religious documents. So if you happen to find any, I would love to translate them into today's like spoken words so that we can know what like the original texts meant. I haven't found anything yet, but I feel like that's very fun and interesting.
Huge.
And then a couple of really interesting things in Denerim is that the chantry is closed because they have been doing funerals daily because of... And I also found this out when I was wandering around town. The alienage,
yeah,
where the city elves live, is in Denerim. It's in a separate part of town that is currently gated and locked up because apparently a elf killed one of the royal's sons. And they went in there and slaughtered everyone as punishment. And so the alienage is locked until, quote unquote, order is restored.
Holy shit. Is that the same if you're a city elf? Do they still go in and kill everyone? Because that was hinted at.
If you're a city elf, Duncan stops that from happening. And are like the collateral price to pay. Is that you leave and become a Grey Warden.
Holy shit. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, that's fucking brutal.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Damn. That city sucks, man. I fucking hate
that
city.
Yeah, that sucks. Except it's got a whorehouse.
Oh, good.
And I went there. Yeah, it's called The Pearl, and it's pretty good. I met a lady named Isabella. She taught me how to be a duelist. I decided not to specialize in it though, but she did teach it to me, so I can if I want
Hell
to.
Yeah.
I did specialize though. I took Bard.
Cool. You and Liliana both then.
Mm-hmm.
Do you take what's your team looking like? Because her also being a bard would make me personally just never take her anywhere. Me being a rogue would mean I probably wouldn't take her anywhere because I don't need her to unlock shit.
Well, so she's my bow rogue.
Sure. But she's always a bard,
and
though,
I'm,
right?
And I'm... Yeah. But I'm knife. So I'm up close. She's distant.
Sure.
So right now, at this point in time when I'm in Denerim, it has been Liliana, Morgan, Alistair, me. Mm-hmm. So it's like me and Alistair running in and Morgan and Liliana doing
in the back.
The pew pews. Oh gosh. Went through, found like just a ton of criminals trying to kill me. Went into the Pearl, got offered a threesome, haven't.
Even with the heartbreak, you're dabbled not doing it?
Haven't dabbled yet. But I might. And then once I basically like collected all the little goodies and interest. Oh, I met a smith there that can make Drake scale armor as long as I go find the Drake scale. So sure. Now I'm on a mission to find Drake scale and get armor from that guy. Yeah. And basically from there, we went to the Civil War, which is we found some like infighting between like some remaining people who are taking different sides versus like Logan and the Wardens, yeah. And discovered a man who was a deserter of the Grey Wardens. He left and he got attacked and so he died. But before he died, he told me that there is a cache with like some secret Warden shit in it back at Ostagar.
Ooh.
And I have not gone yet.
Oh, that's fun. But
Ostagar has lit up on my map, so I can go back to Ostagar now.
Oh, damn.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Did you do that? And then is that all before Circle Mage?
Yep. Damn. That's what I did before.
You're such a busy bee. You're such a buzz busy. I woke up, I spoke to some people, and then I left immediately to the Circle Tower.
To the Circle Tower?
And I did all my shit after. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So then let's talk about the Circle Tower.
Okay.
How was that for you? How was the Circle Tower for you?
50% hated, 50% loved it. The 50%.
Which 50% did you hate?
I know, right? So interesting. I do not like the Circle Tower. It is just a circle, and I know, obviously it is, but it's like, it's just not fun to walk around in. It's like, it's a circle, and you walk in a hallway, and there's doors, you open the door, and people attack you, and then you kill them, and then you walk up, and it was just...
It's kind of repetitive.
It's just pretty boring. I just didn't really like it. Beforehand, I was in camp, just because I have two very brief notes. Sten refused to talk to me.
Really?
Yeah. But then he also said, elves have a knack for poverty. And I was like, right, dude, hey, my guy, seconds away from me killing you. You've really got to rein your shit in. Then I spoke to Liliana, who said, fucking, what did she say? I have it written down. Oh, I actually didn't have it written down. She just said some dumb shit to me. She was just talking about elves and how we love beings. Oh, that's it. She's like, oh well, in it might have been Ostagar, it might have been Tevinter, but she was like, yeah,
Orlay. That's where Liliana's from.
Yeah, Orlay. She's like, no, elves are actually treated pretty well. They're richer than most people. They just need to be servants, like really, really good elven servants. They're paid actually loads, so it's way better there. And I'm like, hey, babe. Shh, shh, shh. Please stop. Stop talking to me about this. You're wrong, and I am correct.
She's very wrong. She's very wrong, and she's very ignorant.
She's just grown up in that. And it's like, because I've heard the same thing in real life. People have said that shit to me about, obviously, you know, racism. I was like, oh, well, actually, white people are actually slightly more oppressed because of blah, 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 and they're slightly poorer. And I'm like, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. And I wish for you to go to school. Turn into a 10-year-old and go back to school, please, because you need it. And it was literally just like a direct talking point that I've heard before. So I had to tell Liliana to shush, and then she got really embarrassed about the fact that she was actively wrong. And I think that was super funny. Yes. And I think I was very wrong, so I had to tell her to shush. Morrigan is the only one who gets me. The little bit outside of the Mage's Tower had some cool things. There was a deserter who I killed summarily. I don't think I had a choice in that. If I did, I killed them. No? Don't know?
I think he always
goes to
tries to either run away or kill you, and you kill him. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's
then I found out about mage helpers, the mage collective. I'm now doing mage spy shit, which I thought was very good. And then I intimidated the Templar into getting me across by saying I'd put a bomb in his chest if he didn't. So he was like,
"Oh, you intimidated him." I persuaded him.
I
was a great
warden. I have no time for Templars, which the whole of the Circle Tower really proved, where every single Templar that said shit to me is like, I'll fucking kill you. Don't ever speak to me. I will.
The Templars are truly awful.
I'm like, I will beat you to death. Shut up, please. Yeah.
It's really impeccable that, like, you walk into the Circle Tower and they're like, the doors are closed and locked because there are demons and abominations in there. Abominations being mages who have gone into the Fade and have come back with a demon having, like, taken over their body and transformed them into something else. So we've locked all the doors and we're just waiting for permission to kill everybody inside.
Yeah, burn the whole place.
And you're just like, oh?
Yeah, and then you're like, okay, is there anyone inside? And they're like, nah, they would have definitely all died. It's like, have you checked? Nah. We've just locked the doors and we're just, you know, they'll be dead eventually. I mean, it's just safer. And I'm like, all right, let me the fuck in, you cowards, stupid idiots.
Yeah. You walk through the door and immediately find
tons of people.
Elderly 49-year-old woman.
Oh my God,
and several children.
Disgusting bag of bones. The crypt keeper, basically. This fucking disgusting, awful 49-year-old woman.
Oh my God. The win stuff was really particularly rough for me in this section of play. I'll get to that after, because it's all after the Circle Tower. But so you team up with Wynn, who's trying to keep a barrier up and keep everybody protected. But as soon as you tell her that the Rite of Annulment is coming, she's like, all right, well, there's no time. We actually have to solve the problem before they come in here and kill us. Which you can, if you want to, be like, you mages are done for, actually. And you can recruit the Templars.
Just by turning around?
To just be the ones that side with the Grey Wardens during the fight. And you can have the Templars be the ones that back you. And you can just let the Circle Tower fall and kill all the mages inside. And seemingly, that's supposed to be a tough choice. But then you get inside and it's like, obviously it's littered with demons and abominations in there. Mm-hmm. But there's also a ton of codex entries. There's a ton of books to read. There's a ton of stuff that you can pick up that's interesting in the Circle Tower. Mm-hmm. And there is a complicated, weird, and annoying puzzle. Did you do the annoying puzzle, the one with the fonts that you have to? I never do it either.
So, frustratingly, because I a big part of this project is that I'm really excited to know Dragon Age lore and know the world of it. The thing that's rubbing up against me in this is that I don't like reading codex entries of anything. I specifically in this, I think it's just it's not laid out in a way that feels easy to read all the codex entries for me. So I just ignore. Yeah. I ignore all of them. So no, I didn't do any puzzles.
I'm so glad you said that, because in the year 2016, I was part of something called the Dragon Age Codex Project, where a bunch of us like, voice acted every single codex entry from Dragon Age Origins, and it was compiled into...
Drop the link. What are you talking about?
I will get it to you. And so we, like, it was a ridiculous little project. And somebody, I the user who organized it is no longer on Tumblr anymore, so I don't even know who they are anymore. But the codexes are all still there. And so you can listen to all the codexes instead of reading them. If you
That's
want
amazing.
To, I will get you the link later.
Oh my god, hell yeah. That rules. No, I didn't do that. Yeah. The font puzzle, I didn't know it existed. What is
no,
it?
No, I never do it. It's not worth it. I don't even remember what you get at the end of it, but you have to, like, just... It's an annoying puzzle where, like, it doesn't make sense. You just have to hit things in the right order. You have to, like, interact with this, like, statue and this font and this, you know, book or whatever in this order. And they're all in different places within, like, that section of the circle. And then, I don't know, some enemy appears, you kill it, and you get, like, something.
Yeah.
I don't remember what it is, but I never do it. It's too annoying.
Like, be like, oh, yeah. You should definitely get this because it's best in slot or whatever. It's just pointless.
Yeah.
But we find out that a bunch of blood mages, like, a bunch of the people in the Circle Tower, like, they turned out, like, oh, they've been practicing blood magic on the sly. And now they're uprising because Loghain was like, hey, I will free you, right? He's like, I will stop the Circle Towers if you do it. So Quinton was walking around like, Why did no one invite me to this? Like, I'm so into... I'd love to have been a blood mage. I actively do want to be a blood mage, and no one invited me, and everyone is, like, yelling and now trying to kill me.
Well, I think, and Ground Zero is your friend, who's not there anymore, by
the
way.
No, he's not. No, he bounced out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I Quinton throughout this whole section, I saved as many mages as possible. Like, specifically, there's one that, like, one of the first blood mages you see, you hit them enough and they're like, and there's like, every single option is like, no, you're a traitor, I'm going to kill you now. But I tapped through all of the neutral options until I got the, all right, go on, leave. Because I was I'm not going to fucking, I also want to be a blood mage, so why would I punish you for also wanting to be a blood mage specifically for your own freedom? Met Owain, who is a tranquil, and we chatted, and a lot of people, the thing which I did like about this, but I know it's a bit of a shame because I know that every other origin is going to have a cooler connection. Everyone in the tower was like, they were, like, panicking or freaking out, and they turn around and be like, oh, hey. And I'm like, hello. Because they all know who I am because I have just left. And I was like, that's pretty fun. Like, Wynn knew who I was. Owain knew who I was. The first enchanter, Irvin, knew who I was.
Yeah.
Like, everyone knows you and comments on the fact, like, why are you back? And it's like, oh, I'm because the tower's under attack. I'm here to save you. And they're like, oh, okay, cool. Hey, come along. And I'm like, hey, thank you, buddy. And then, you know, we run around. And I thought that was fun, having everyone be like, oh, hi, Quinton. I'm like, hello. Quinton was very nice to all the mages, as aggro as humanly possible to all of the Templars.
Good. Good.
And then we get all the way up to the top of the tower. And
the party starts.
Lo and behold, there is a demon. The demon that everyone is freaking out about. Wait.
Before we do that demon, the demon before... The desire demon that has one of the Templars entranced.
Yeah.
What did you do with him?
I think I aggravated the demon so I could kill him. Because I was like, in the back of my mind, I was like, I'm going to fucking... I wanted to kill a Templar.
I wanted to kill a Templar.
So Quinton was like, oh no, this guy's possessed. We have to kill him. What a shame. And then blew him up.
What a shame.
However, I did save the guy that was in the closet. Happy Pride Month.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Happy Pride. And I met Cullen. Crazy.
Yep. Cullen, who is a chicken shit. locked himself in a little barrier of his own making to hide away. Powerful Templar who can light the blood of mages afire within their veins, and he just decided to hide out and wait because he's so scared. And his hair,
and that's exactly what Quentin was talking to him like.
Wiggly.
And he was like, "Oh, yeah. I'm having some hair." It's like, "Oh, you fucking pathetic piece of shit! Get out of there!" And he's like, "No, you're an illusion." And I'm like, "Oh, open the cage, idiot!
You're so annoying.
I hate you. Actually,
I've known you for 8 seconds, and
pathetic.
You're so irritating."
Yeah. What did you do with the desire?
I was like, "Hey, buddy, it's not real at all." And I kept saying that shit to him over and over again. And then he was like, "Somebody's trying to hurt my kids." And he tried to kill us and we killed him instead.
Can you save him? I feel like you probably can't.
You cannot save him. You can let him live in the delusion. You can let him.
Very good. Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, didn't do that. Killed him. And then there's a sloth demon who brings us to the bit of the Circle Tower that I fucking loved. And this is a fun, controversial thing, apparently, because whilst I was looking at mods for Dragon Age Origins, one of the most popular is Skip the Fade. And I'm like, why? This place owns, actually. It's, you get cool, unique little powers. It's just you running around. So it's like pretty spooky. There's fun, like, Metroidvania mechanics where it's like you go to a door and it's like, okay, I can't open this, and there's fire over there and I can't do that, but I can rat into that hole, and then I'll remember that these things are here so I can come back later. And you get a bunch of permanent buffs, which rules, is super cool.
The permanent buffs are definitely, like, the best part, and, like, the reason to, like, do the whole fade. Like, you can speed run the fade and, like, skip all of those things, but, like, those are so good. And I have a efficient, streamlined,
pathway
to finishing the fade. I'm very proud of my 20 minute fade run. Love it. Love my fade run.
Oh, but when you go into the fade, you meet Duncan again. Yep. Our beautiful boy Duncan.
Yeah, and he's super weird.
He is weird because he's talking wrong. He's not real. He's a little ghost man. You've beaten all the darkspawn. Everything else is just a bad dream. Oh my God, you're going to live the rest of your life in peace. And if you question him for too long.
At Weishaupt.
Huh?
At Weishaupt.
I don't know what that is.
Weishaupt is in Orlais. It is the like major military fort where the rest of the Grey Wardens are.
Oh, cool.
So all the Grey Wardens that didn't die at Ostagar are at Weishaupt.
Oh, very fun. but it's fun, and then you're like, oh my God, hello. And then you're like, no, I wish to leave. And he's like, okay, I have to kill you then because you're a traitor. And then you find you killed Duncan. It's sad. And then, so the people I had on my team, of course, was Wynn.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. I had Alistair and I had Morrigan on my team. Morrigan.
Ooh, three mages?
Yeah, baby. That's my run, hun. My run is three. I mean, my run on that on Circle Tower was three mages, and then I put Liliana in as a rogue because I went through the whole Circle Tower, and it's like I can't open anything. But then I put Liliana on. This is for the DLC later. I put Liliana in my party because I was like, well, this is a specific DLC area, so I need to be able to open all the things. And everything I opened was like, do you want some chainmail? No, I don't. Give me stuff that's worthwhile me opening this fucking chest for. So I assume all the Circle Tower is just like useless junk like that in all the treasure chests.
It's not.
No. All right. Well, maybe I'll go back then. The things that people. So who did you have in your party when you came up here?
I had Morgan when I got there, but obviously I switched out for Wynn. Yeah. So Wynn, Liliana, Alistair.
Beautiful. Wynn's is. You know, Wynn's, like, dreamscape is that she couldn't save anyone. and that's dreadful and sad. But Morrigan's I loved. Because, so, okay, so the thing is that all of your party are getting, like, mind, like, attacked and are, like, have this, like, different reality that's being created.
Yes.
Around them to keep them trapped in here. Just like you with Duncan. Congratulations, you're the hero of Ferelden. Joy. Alistair's is, he is now hanging out with his sister and then their kids.
Gul'dana.
Yeah. And he says, I thought being a Grey Warden would make me happy, but it didn't. And I was like, damn, that's humanizing you, my guy. I like Alistair a little more now. I like him. Mm-hmm. He's cute. And then he's just like so happy. And it's like, babe, I am so sorry, but I am going to have to take you out of this. Then all the kids turn into demons, and then his sister turns into a demon. You have to kill all of them. And then he's like, and then he immediately disappears after. He's like, well, turns into smoke. Morrigan's is my favorite by far because Morrigan is not fooled even a little bit. I think it's so funny. You turn it's up so and funny. The demon is like, ah, my daughter, I love you so much. And Morrigan's like, nope, that's not how my mum speaks. You're a fucking idiot. Like, this isn't going to fool me. Look where I am. I'm in the Fade. Do you honestly think you can trick me? And then the demon dressed as, what's her mother's name?
Flemeth.
Dressed as Flemeth, like slaps Morrigan, and Morrigan's like, close, but you took you too long to do that. I was like, man, I love this chick. She's so weird.
She's so good.
She's so funny. And I just think it's fun that you rock up and she, it's like this whole thing is a joke to her. Nothing matters. She's like, yeah, you can't trip
me. She had it handled. Yeah.
What's Liliana's?
Liliana's is that she's with the sisters in the cloister, and she was never, she never had to leave. And she was just like being a really good sister and like being a really good servant of Andraste.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
But I did the Fade. Love the Fade. I thought the whole thing was so fun. I love Castlevanias, not Castlevanias, Metroidvanias. So that was neat. Broke out. I did die in the big fight of this zone because it's like 3-tier boss fight. And I got my
against
Sloth. Ass
yeah
wiped the
yeah
like just me, just I died. The rest of them were fine. And they lived through the fight. But then I had to learn really quick how to play any other character aside from myself. Because I have them on, like, auto tactics the whole time. Because I have it on easy mode, so it's not like any fight is challenging. But as soon as I get killed, I'm like, ooh, how do I play this game?
How do I anything?
How do I do this, actually? did that. That was fun. You wake up. And then you confront the guy who's making all the blood magic thing happen and brought all the demons through. Mm-hmm. He turns into a big old demon. And then you have to use a very specific item to stop him from turning mages into demons. Because that's what he's doing. He's turning mages into demons. I wasn't able to do that.
Or you can kill him. Before
he does it. Yeah. I think I stopped one person turning into a demon. But the other two did because I as soon as I misunderstood what the item did. I thought the item would just instantly banish and stop him. So as soon as the match started, I clicked it. And then by the time and then he like froze for a second, but then he started casting the spell and I was like, oh, okay. And then it was on cooldown, like, and then I missed the second push, and then he killed another guy, and I was like, oh, whoopsie doobsie. But I beat him. And that was fun. And then took the first enchanter down to all the Templars, and the Templars... Oh, and then Cullen is like, oh, but these guys are so mean, though. Oh, and I was like, hey, buddy, die. Get out. I hate you so much. Visceral reaction from Dylan here for our audio listeners.
I hate him. But and then you get the mages, and now the mages have a little guy at your camp.
Yeah, which you can give runes to.
And it will strengthen the mage support by the end when you have to confront the archdemon, which is cool.
It's pretty cool. I gave them all the runes, but I didn't have any like visual or audible. I mean, there was an audible like, thanks, this will help. But I was like, is this actually going to help? Or like, is this like, you're just saying that it's going to help and then it's not actually going to matter by the end of the game?
It does. There's like a mechanical, like increase in like, I forget if it's an increase in like the number of like bodies on the field or if it's an increase in or like an increase in like the stats or something like that. But there is a difference
I'll
that
give them
gets
all
made.
Of them. I have not ruined anything yet. I just can't be bothered.
Oh, what a mistake.
I know. But I get them on easy. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
But then you can have like an electricity.
I know. I know. Before I reloaded to make Morrigan love me more, I gave Alistair a cool lightning sword, and then I forgot to redo that. So I just gave them all of my shit. Because I was like, I'm also low enough level that pretty much every single mission I'm getting better stuff. So I don't want to waste any of them. I just want to like flood the guys with like early level runes. And then later when something's like, this gives you... also... this is a pretty big gripe I have about the game.
Talk to me.
Items, like weapons and armor, and accessories. There's too many numbers. There's too many useless, pointless stats. It's like, this gives you +5 in spirit. This gives you 1 willpower. This gives you 2 of this. And it's like, I don't care about any of that. It's too vague. Like, +5% is so negligible. In how big it is that I just don't care about it. It's too small. And then it's like, oh, this armor is like 4.8 armor, but this one is like 5.2. And it's like, why points? Why not just have like a set number? This is quality level 2 or 3 and all this stuff. I don't know. It's just too...
Well, there are tier levels too.
There are tier levels.
So
but sometimes
like the
higher tier
levels
tier
then...
But sometimes the higher tier level isn't as good as a lower tier level thing, and it's just the whole thing is pointless. It's too much like old video game number crunching that I think is
there's a lot of
fucking
number
boring.
Crunching.
Modern video games do this as well, and it's one of my biggest gripes with things like, oh, this gives you a 2.3% buff to bleed attacks, and it's like, that's nothing. That's so pointless. Just say this weapon is better and this weapon is worse. That's all I need. It's too stupid. I don't like it. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Then afterwards, I had a low gain cutscene. And
yes.
I met Zevran. Do you know who Zevran reminds me of?
Who?
Puss in Boots. That man is just
Puss in Boots. Yeah, that man is Puss in Boots.
Puss in Boots, actually. It's the same cutscene from Shrek 2. He has the same like mannerisms and everything. I can imagine that.
I think that they actually ripped it off in Shrek 2. I think
He's just Puss in Boots and it's nonsense. I think it's so fun. Like, it immediately made him charming to me in a way that they definitely don't want him to be charming to me. Because he's supposed to be the super sexy guy that everyone loves. But he, to me, is just Puss in Boots, and I will never take him seriously from now on. Why are you look?
He's not supposed to be a super sexy guy.
Well, he's the guy that everyone loves
but
from
like,
the fucking game.
That's so interesting. I mean, I do love him, but there's a lot of mixed feelings about Zevran. Because he is... So I also met Zevran, not only in that cutscene, but then after the Circle Tower, I was roaming around, and he tried to kill me.
Love that.
And then after he tried to kill me and failed, he was like... You're very pretty.
Yeah, just like Puss in Boots.
And then Liliana was like, this is good. He can be forgiven. And then he was like, you're very pretty too. And she was like, no, I hate you. So Liliana hates him. Alistair is a little bit mad that I recruited him. I recruited him anyway because I was like, you're not a very good assassin, but like, you're not better than me, and so maybe you can just be a helping hand around.
You can wash up after dinner and stuff if you want.
Yeah, exactly. And he's And he's introducing us to a different region because he's from Antiva.
Yes, he's part of the Antivan Crows.
Yes, and a group of assassins. And he is hired by Loghain specifically to kill you.
But he's hired by... he's not necessarily... He is overarchingly hired by Loghain. But Loghain in that cutscene is like, I don't want to fucking hire this guy. And it's the other guy who's played by Tim Curry who wants to hire him really bad. Because he's the one who brings him
But so Loghain doesn't not want to kill you.
Yeah.
He just doesn't want someone else to do it. Yeah. He's annoyed that he has to hire an assassin.
Well, get good scrub, I guess.
Yeah. And so if there were, I don't know, out there in the audience or out there in Robin's brain, anybody who is lukewarm on Loghain or not convinced that Loghain is an utter piece of shit, I hope that I've made it clear, as Dragon Age has made
Man,
it clear.
I hate the fact that Loghain, you had to specify me in this.
You haven't said your feelings on Loghain yet, and I need...
It's fine. He's just a bad guy. Like, he...
There you go.
I actually said that he was a coward last week when he ran from the battle. I thought that sucked because he let my boy die, the king. I loved him.
Yeah.
And also Duncan, who I'm still unconvinced that he is actually dead. But I mean, if this other DLC makes you go to Ostagar, I think we'll find out. Now we come on to the thing which I think is a little bit like cheating, even though it's directly in the game. This is a DLC called Feast Day Gifts.
Oh yeah,
cutest thing in the world. So it's the guy your merchant at camp has a bunch of items who you can give to specific characters. Reason why it's a little like cheating is because the positive ones, it's feast day and tricks, I think. Every character has a feast day gift and a trick. The feast day gives ups approval by 50 out of 100. That camp fucking loves me, dude. That camp is like head over heels. I gave it to Morrigan. She was immediately like, hey, my mother has a grimoire and I want it, because she is incredibly ancient, but the reason why is because she has a daughter and then kills the daughter.
That's so interesting because Morrigan didn't say that to me because I actually opened everything inside the Circle Tower and I found the grimoire and I gave it to her and we read it together and we discovered that that's how her mother
that's
is
crazy.
Alive.
I also found it in the tower, but I didn't get the option to read it together. She was just like, hey, can you find this? And I was like, yeah. And then I turned around. I like did the fun spin where I just turned around in the same spot. And I said, here you go. Here's the book. And she was like, oh my God, how did you find it? And I was like, you were there with me. We did the tower together. You were there when I picked up the book, hun. Damn, I'm jealous. You guys got a scene. You got a scene with my woman? Fucking damn.
And she was like, and so she comes back to me and is like, oh my God, this is what happens. She is inhabiting, she's killing her daughters and she's taking them over. And I'm going to be next. So you need to
kill her, please.
You need to go kill her and take her grimoire. And I'm like, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All day.
I am not using the feast day because I don't like that. Quick a progression in the storyline. And I'm trying to go for a little bit of a character.
Yeah, I know. I also, because I didn't know what they did. So when I originally and it bumped up the thing. Because I mentioned tricks, the tricks minus approval by 50. So logically, yeah, I could also give them a trick and then minus the thing by 50. But I'm like, I'm here now and I'm kind of like I have a chance of getting everyone's story without trying, in quotation marks. Like I don't have to get their approval up because I've already got all of their approval up to max. So I'm normally I would not play a game like this. I don't even like items in games. Like if you were to pre-order something, you'd get like, oh, here's a weapon that makes the first like 20 hours super easy. I don't use it because I think that's boring. And like it's the same with this, where it's like everyone's approval went up by 50, and I was like, yeah, but also everyone's approval is up by 50, and that's kind of dull.
I will say that that is a thing that normally when I play this game, I do use it because I've played this game so much, and I'm just trying to like kind of get where I want to be because I'm playing this as like a comfort game at this point. But this playthrough in particular, I'm trying to like
see what happens,
lock in and like have like a canon story. So for me, because I've used that so often in the past, I'm not doing this time. But
I
like,
might give everyone the minus 50 thing as well, just so I can like get my neutral base as everyone.
I'm not pressuring you to do
that. No, I know, but you are right. Like I don't want it to. I don't want to falsify the story that I'm getting because I'm using items get that thing. A thing about the feast day gifts that I do think is really great is everyone gets a unique animation because you give them the gift and then it turns into an item. The thing I hate about it is that it takes up an item slot, and that sucks because then it takes up an item slot. So out of my 90 that I can fit in my backpack, like 20 are the different items that I've picked up from this thing, and that's a little frustrating to me. Morrigan's item is a doll of Alistair, which if Alistair is in the party, she can give him an injury just because she stabs him. And I think that's so funny. Alistair's is...
She hates him. It's
hates
so
him,
good.
And I think it's so charming. I honestly ship it. Outside of like me dating them, I think those two should get together. I think that's so funny.
That's so funny you say that. Okay.
Weird comment that you just made. That's a weird comment, and I don't like it, actually. I wish you wouldn't. What's Alistair's now? Alistair's is the book of... No, it's not the book of stories. I actually don't know what Alistair's is, because I haven't used it. I've used it to get his approval up super high, but I haven't taken them out on an adventure, because I did Soldier's Peak with Sten, which Sten has a book of... Quinari, like dead Quinari poetry, which he reads, that I think is very fun.
Yeah.
Liliana has a little, like a lute, and she plays a lute and then sings a little song, and I think that's also really fucking cute.
It's really cute.
It's great. I think having... Oh, Alistair is a sock puppet. That's what it is. It's a sock puppet of a Grey Warden and a horse that he like plays with. And how charming. Oh my god, it's the cutest thing in the world.
So charming. So cute.
And then Wins is a drink? No. It's a... I think it's a perfume or something. Anyway. Oh, and then the dogs is... you have a stick, and you can throw the stick for the dog, and then the dog will go chase it and then bring it back to you, and I think that's very fun.
That's cute.
It is cute. The whole thing is very cute. So I did all that. All of my guys got obnoxiously buff because they... if you get a certain level of approval, their stats go like skyrocketing high. And yeah, everyone's approval almost went to full max. I think Morrigan's is at like 90 something at the minute. So, So she has like all of these like super big buffs, and everyone is like super strong now. And that's kind of fun. But then I went to Soldier's Peak, which is one of the DLCs.
Tell me about that.
I think it fucking ruled, actually. I think it's so cool. You go to this place where Dryden, I think his name is, but his like great-grandmother was a Grey Warden, and his family helped bring the Grey Wardens over to Ferelden, but then this one event that happened like killed their name, and then like that his family name is completely dirt now, but also a lot of people don't like Grey Wardens or like are a bit sus, and then this is kind of finding out what happened and why. There was this there was this big old battle between the king at the time, whose name I'm misremembering, and the Grey Wardens. And when you get there, you notice that the veil is really thin, so you can see, like, these ghosts of what happened. These, like, the DLC is pretty short. It's, like, 1 to 2 hours. I cleaned it in, like, an hour and a bit. You fight a lot of guys, and then you get a lot of, like, cool, fun loot. As well as, anyway, you go, you fight all these, like, ghosts, and then these demons. You see one memory where one of the Grey Wardens, like, the right hand of the leader of the Grey Wardens, whose name, again, I forget. Damn it, I'm bad at this.
I'm so good.
Dog shit at this. I should explode. This is the Warden's Keep one. Her name is Sophia Dryden. That's it. Sophia Dryden, and is like the leader of these Grey Warden group, and then Avernus is the right hand, and he's a mage, and he is a blood mage, and to win the battle, he summons demons to kill and fight all of the king's men. And it is fucking great. What a cool little story of why the Grey Wardens are not liked in this little area. You find the body of Sophia Dryden being puppeted by a demon, and she's like all rotted now. And the demon that is like possessing her body is like, I want to leave this fucking castle. I've been here for the past few hundred years. I just want to walk around. That's all I want to do. I just want to walk around and, like, yeah, I want to feed on people, but I just want to wander. And you can decide whether or not you want to, like, allow them to wander around. I didn't. I ended up killing them. And then you meet Avernus. You get the option to drink this alchemical concoction that gives you two unique abilities because the blood mage has been working for the past few centuries in like the art of killing, and has like, depending on what class you are, you get two unique blood mage related abilities, which is really fucking cool. So obviously I did it. I drank glug glug glug, yum 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 yum. I drank it immediately. One of them is like, you can gain mana super fast, but you're like hurt. It, like, you take damage over time, but you can heal. You can regain mana super fast. And the other one is you can take damage, but then hit someone within melee range with a big hit attack. Neither of which I'm going to use, probably. But cool regardless. Avernus told me his whole life story and was like, hey, we had to win by any means necessary. Like, this, the guy who we were fighting, the king at the time, was so corrupt and doing so much bad stuff that I turned to blood magic to fix the whole problem. And I've been here, and because of blood magic, I also learned how to slow my aging to a crawl. It's been a few hundred years and I'm only a little bit older. And then Quinton was like, oh my god, this is who I'm going to become. Yeah. And it was this whole thing where he is like thinking. So now I've made, because at the start I was playing him like a pure dickhead, but also kind of wanting to figure out if things like, if blood magic, you know, is taken by bad people or all this. Then went through the Circle Tower, which is all blood magic based. And he like kind of relished in seeing the like his old home again, and then was like hurt by all of his friends doing this like weird blood magic thing without him, and then met a blood mage who is like so trapped in this one fight that he has just like slowed his aging down and learned how best to kill people and summoned demons, and everyone he knew died or lost through this like demon allyship that he had. And Quentin's like, oh shit, I don't know if I want to be a blood mage anymore. I don't think this is the right. I don't know if I'm strong enough to do it, because everyone around me is like, it's the thing where he was so certain he could do it because he'd never met a blood mage before, but now he's met so many and seen how deep corruption goes that
he's had to kill so many of them.
And he's
already,
like unsure if it is going to work out at all. I think he's still going to, because this guy that he met, Avernus, is a Grey Warden. Like, he's a Grey Warden who was a Blood Mage. And yeah, he did a lot of bad stuff, but then he was able to convince him to ethically help them. And I think that Quinn is going to get like a mentorship with him and is like, you are such a prolific Blood Mage that you've been you've been alive for hundreds of years and you've done all this stuff. And you're going to try to do this ethically. I would like you to teach me how to do this ethically. And I think he's going to either try to figure out something with that, or I'm going to hard switch and I'm actually going to have him be an arcane warrior that's very against blood magic. That's like, yeah, it actually doesn't work. It will fuck you up. And I like, he's not even going to try to do the experiment. He's going to immediately bounce and get too, he's going to like chicken out at the last second, or he's gonna fall headfirst into it. And like, I haven't decided yet. I don't know, but I know that he was, I knew that he was rocked by having like blood mage like constantly happening. And then this DLC, Soldier's Peak, was a perfect time for me to have this, because next week we're doing Redcliffe, which is the time when I have the choice if I'm going to do blood magic or not. Like, that's the moment. Yep. I haven't picked my specialization yet. Like, that's still, it still tells me that I have to level up, because it's, I haven't picked that thing. And I'm excited for it. I think it's interesting. I think the whole story was great. I think Avernus was super interesting. Sophia Dryden was a great character. I love how, because the thing is with with the base game, the Circle Tower is just blood magic is evil. And then this DLC comes in and is like, well, we needed to do it at the time we needed to do it. But hubris of being able to think like, no, I'm different, I can control it, made it so that all of the Grey Wardens died. They didn't even win the battle, really. Their legacy was completely shot just because of someone thinking, no, I can control it. And I think that's really interesting. Like, I think the hubris of a good man falling into blood magic is a question that's already been answered. And that is the thesis that I came into this game with. And it's they fully were just like, yeah, we had that same question. Here's our answer to it. And I'm like, here's man, what happened I to love us. That shit. I thought that was great.
Yeah.
But a lot of people are saying that it's a trash DLC, and I disagree. I think it's cool. You get cool items in it. You have like all of these, like you have an interesting kind of backstory as to what happened to the Grey Wardens, and it's also pretty sad because Levi Dryden, who comes with you, because he's the one that tells you all about it, because he's like, oh, Duncan kind of promised me that he would do this because my family name is shot, I'm just trying to save it. You don't help him by the end. It's like, you get to the end and you're like, yeah, dude, there's no evidence that your great-grandmother was a hero. And that's why we came here. Because you're like, Grey Wardens are heroes, so there must be some evidence. And you get there and it turns out she's worse than everyone thought, because she just allowed people to be turned into demons and corrupted everyone's souls. It's great. I was like, this is a great story. What a fun little side quest.
It's particularly a knife in your character's heart.
I thought it was super cool.
For sure.
What are your thoughts on it?
I haven't played it this round yet, and I haven't played it in a while, so I probably will on my next little bit, I think, because I think I want to bring some of my new folks to it.
Sure. I know that Liliana also has a fun, unique dialogue thing, but...
Yes. Yeah. And this is a DLC that will affect your Dragon Age 2.
Wow. Holy shit, that's huge.
Yeah. You will have totally different quests depending on some of the choices you make.
Oh my god, that's huge. That's so cool. Mm-hmm. Man, that's cool.
Yeah. It's really cool.
I loved it. I thought the DLC was so fun. I thought it was really cool.
I'm glad. I'm really glad you liked it. I don't remember this one that well, but it's like a little fuzzy for me. I remember the lady who is like piloted by the demon, but that's kind of all I remember. So I'm gonna play this one next time.
I would recommend it. So at the beginning of the episode, we said, I think we're gonna have an argument later, because I was pretty of the opinion that you thought that this DLC was trash, and I was gonna come to fight for it. The fact that I think it's really cool. But that was it. I just thought that you just wouldn't really like it. I don't know why. I just had
I thought we were going to fight because I thought you were going to tell me that you restarted a character, and I was gonna scream at you.
So let me.
Yeah. Tell the people.
I was told that if you play a human Grey Warden, that you are directly related by blood to the lead character in Dragon Age 2.
Your second cousins once removed.
That's still by blood, though. That's still, like, related to... enough that it's interesting. Mm-hmm. And from the little that I know about Dragon Age 2, I know that it's all about blood magic. And the questions there, I know that I want my character to be... I want to be like a very classic Templar. Like I want to be a guy who kind like, again, is like not very nice. Cause I think that will be an interesting thing to play after playing such like an anti-Templar mage. But I was like, man, yeah. Imagine the story beat of having like, you're so against blood magic and everyone around you is saying how bad blood magic is. And your whole thing is trying to deal with them. And your literal blood, who is the savior of Ferelden, is a blood mage. I was just like, that's so fucking delicious. I need them to be related. I'm an elf, so I'm not related, but everything else is true, and that is kind of a bummer. So I did restart, however, it opened... and I was in the Circle Tower, and I literally did the fucking Mr. Incredible, I'm not strong enough, I can't do this, and closed the game.
I'm not strong enough.
It's just such a boring opening, and we haven't done that much of the game, but we've done enough for me to be like, I just fucking can't do it.
No.
And good. I'm more, and
your,
you know,
soul is bright.
Yeah.
Your
and we're having so many, I'm having so many fun little conversations about being an elf that it's like, I'm going to miss out on that then. And it's like, yeah, the story for the future is cool, but I just can't do that fucking prologue again.
You're crafting your own story. You're crafting a very unique,
but I still think that's really cool. I like the being directly related, like having that question mark hang over who will eventually be my hawk's head was so cool to me. It was so interesting mm-hmm. that like I really wanted to explore like how do you deal with your admittedly second cousin, but someone who is related to you being this great hero, but also that great hero being everything that you're directly against. And it's like there are so many questions there, more so than like,
are you intending to make your hawk hate blood magic?
I'm kind of already pretty set on it. I like him being like, he's a cop. Like he is so like the law is like the law is good and like
yeah.
Because I kind of know. But we'll talk about it more when we start playing DA2.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I think that's a fun angle because we're going through these so fast. I'm not treating my Dragon Age Orange characters as like a, like, oh, this is my character. I'm not going to treat Hawk like it because I'm treating them both as prequels to Dragon Age Inquisition. Arguably, I'm treating all three of them as a prequel to the Veil Guard.
Right.
And, you know, it's like, that will be someone who it's like...
is the past not just a prequel to the future?
That's kind of the thing. Like, yes, but it's also, it's like... I'm hard playing a character where it's like, normally when I'm playing a role-playing game, I wouldn't play that hard into a character. The first time I play role-playing games, I play me and my choices and what I want to do. But in this, because I'm playing a character, I'm doing things that like don't like are like kind of upsetting and things that it's like, I would never play like this normally. Like I wouldn't do this thing, which is actively like, kind of dickish because I'm taking the story as it's going to influence the next story.
Yeah.
Which, because that's how I'm finding these, like, really interesting, is, like, I'm taking Origins as, you know, it's going to affect DA2 in such a way, which is why I think the family connection is very interesting.
It is, for sure.
But anyway. So, yeah, I think I'm going to play my Hawk to be, like, an ass. So I will say that, so this whole show came from the fact that we were doing Dragon Age Keep. So I know a fair amount about, you know, the whole plot. But, oh gosh, damn it. I had such a clean and salient point that I was going to make with that and I completely forgot it.
Did you?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Shame.
After, I'm going to interject, because after I did the Mage Tower, I gave Morgan her mother's grimoire, got Zevran recruited, did a couple of little quests in Denerim, and then went back to camp. Got a rod, a control rod from a merchant I met on the town. It was like, you should go to Honorith and use this and maybe you'll get a golem.
Fun.
And I was like, what? Okay.
So then I went back to camp
and I spoke to everybody again, and both Alistair and Liliana were both like, you're very cute. Would you like to come to bed with me? I know. Liliana was way forward about it. Alistair was like, you're very cute.
Oh my God.
I don't talk about it though. So now I'm in an interesting space where I've accidentally triggered like the start of both of their flirtationships.
Whoa.
At a certain point, they will start to compete a little bit.
Oh my God. That's so fun.
So I will have to disappoint one of them.
Because last time you said that your romance, you have a guy waiting for you. Who is the romance now? Do you know?
So I don't
is
know.
It gonna,
I don't
are
know.
You going between, it's either going to be Alistair or it's going to be Liliana?
I don't know. It depends. I might see what happens with them. Zevran is new to the party, but he may impress me.
You're not going with the other dwarf who you get?
Ogryn, the drunk. I think that I'll pass. I think we'll be okay.
But you
I
could
do
fix
have
him.
A couple of bottles of wine set aside for him.
Nice.
You actually can't. You can't. You. It's not a built-in option to fix.
Damn,
Ogryn. So I will. I will. I'm seeing where things are going. I don't have a preference yet right away. I'm just seeing where it is going to kind of progress here. But yeah, no, not sold on anyone
yet.
That's
huge. That's so cool. I love that.
Yeah.
Also, I remember my point.
What is it?
So we started the show because we were playing Dragon Age Keep. And then, because I had that character set up for my Hawk. Like I wanted him to be like a very Templar forward guy, but those are just choices.
Yeah.
It will probably change when I'm in the moment making those decisions.
It might.
Because it will be like, instead of being, oh, I'm with this character for 10 minutes, this is interesting, is I'm with this character for 40 hours and this sucks. So it'll be different. Anyway.
Yeah.
That's so fun. That was just the point. That's done now. That's so fun that you've got both of your things. I'm jealous, honestly. I cheated and everyone loves me and no one loves me. And that doesn't that suck? Everyone loves
you
me
gotta
and
get
nobody
everyone,
likes
you gotta talk
me,
to everyone a lot. You gotta talk to everyone a bunch. And then, we went back to Denerim and like, okay, I know that we've laughed a lot about how Wynn is 49 and the game treats her like
she's
she
an ancient
is 80.
Old woman. So stupid. This game is made by idiots.
It's so stupid. But not only do you get that dialogue when you first recruit her to camp that's like, how are your bones, old lady? Or whatever. But then I took her back to Denerim to like turn in some quests because there's some that you get at the Circle Tower. And like, so I turned them in. And on the road, as we're walking around, her and Liliana get into a dialogue where Liliana's like, you left this book, you know, by the campfire. How is your memory? She's like, oh, not as good as it used. I'm like, oh my God.
She's 49.
Stop this.
That's so stupid. I fucking hate it. It doesn't make any sense at all. It's so childish and stupid.
Yeah.
It drives me right up the wall.
We kill people 14 times a day. What are you, like, why are you trying to act?
Yeah, they're talking about her like she uses one of those fucking frames to help walk.
Yeah, but she's, you know what it's like? Who is that character in Game of Thrones who, like, was pretending to be, like,
super senile, but she's not. I know, she's a Martell.
No, him, the guy, he's like
the guy,
a self-preservation technique. No, he is in the cast. I don't know. I barely watched Game of Thrones, but I know about this guy, and he like pretends, and then we get like a scene of him like doing stretches
in his room outside of everyone's eyesight.
But he like pretends to be really old and frail so that he's not a target.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my new working theory on Morrigan.
Is that she just pretends?
Yeah.
She's good.
Oh, I'm such an old lady.
I'm so frail and old. My bones. Please help me go to bed, child.
Mage.
God, I hate it. I get so fucking riled up. It's so
awful.
Stupid.
So now, going forward.
All right.
Into our next episode.
Okay.
Here's what we're doing.
Okay.
This is very exciting, very interesting. I'm very excited about it. We're going to be going to Redcliffe.
Massive. Very excited for that.
It is massive. It is so exciting. Redcliffe is where we're going to find. Now, we know some things. We know that the Arl has fallen ill.
Yes.
Mysteriously.
Yep.
And that there's nothing. There's like no news about like what is causing him to be ill.
Yeah.
And he's the one we want approval from. We want him to grant us like access to his army, essentially. Yeah. So we're going to go see him.
What was the DLCs that you did? Because I'm going to do some. I'm going to do Redcliffe. I'm going to do some Denerim stuff.
Yeah.
And then I want to do the DLC that you have done as well. Return to Ostagar,
okay, so
I imagine, is the DLC that you did.
Well, I did the starting point of
which is in Denerim.
Which is where I actually went. No, it's not in Denerim. I went to it's a separate part of the map where you meet the deserter. And he tells you that there's something Ostagar in a chest for you. I also got the beginning of the stone prisoner, which is getting the rod from a merchant on the road. So I haven't done the stone prisoner. I haven't done return to Ostagar.
Sure.
But I've like started them.
Right.
And then I did I do anything else?
I have a question about us
What's
and
that?
Our thing. So I'm on.
What are we?
What are we? We're like, I have a tattoo of representing you on my skin. What even are we
about
actually?
Us.
Yeah. So I'm on Dragon Age Wiki. I'm on DLCs.
Great.
On add-ons, you have Warden's Keep, which is the one I've just done. Stone Prisoner, Return to Ostagar, Feast Day Gifts, Feast Day Pranks, which are the two which we talked about. And then there's a whole section of campaigns. A Tale of Ozamar, Darkspawn Chronicles, Liliana's Song, The Golems of Amgarak, and then Witch Hunt.
Yes.
Are we not doing those and specifically doing those in a separate episode?
We are not. We are not doing some of these. So, these all take place outside the story.
Mm-hmm.
Liliana's Song, we've talked about this in the Discord. It's so short, not good, and provides you almost nothing.
Oh, I love that. Because all of these seem to take about 1 to 2 hours to do.
Yeah.
Aside from A Tale of Ozymar, which says about 40 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. These are all really short and they take place outside the story. And I don't think they are very good.
Okay.
To be honest with you. You're welcome to them. They won't affect. Here's the thing. None of them will affect your current playthrough. They do not. They
sure.
You are free to do them. They are basically separate games that don't have an impact on your current story.
Mm-hmm.
So you're free to do them. I would love to hear what you think. If you do, I will abstain. Probably.
You're not gonna do it.
The ones that I do plan on doing, Stone Prisoner for sure. Return to Ostagar for certain. And Awakening for absolutely sure.
Yeah, we have to do that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's
but everything else is open to dealer's choice. Okay, sure. Fun. Okay.
Yes, very.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, gamers. So we'll see you next week with the conclusion of Redcliffe and any other little bits and bobs that we do. Come join us in the Discord and chat about us and share with us your warden and all of the evil they've committed or good they've done, and all your hopes and dreams.
It's very good. I know we keep saying it, but the Discord's so great. We have a mutual really friend nice. Called Tot, who has a whole a Google sheet of things that they have done and like pages of backstory and the tale. It's very goofy, and
it's
we also have people that are like drawing art of their characters. It's great. I love it.
Yep. There's also like our schedule is pinned there, so if you want to be keeping up with us or whatever, you can see that there. Mm-hmm. And also Tot has put in there a master list of recommended mods if you are interested in modding some of the things that we've talked
about.
It's a great place. It's a great time. We hope you join us there, and we'll see you next week with Redcliffe.
Yes, do your outro, demon.
Oh, I'm Dylan, D-I-L-L-I-N, Super Dylan, everywhere on the internet. You can go and find me on the Atomless or here or One Shot or anything that Robin is doing. The end.
Nice. I you know what I meant though when I said do your outro though, right?
No, I
you
don't.
You
got
to do the Grey Warden chant to leave.
Oh, that's
it's
right.
Your one thing that you fucking need to do.
It's my one thing.
You don't do anything for me except doing that.
Oh my God, I can't fucking believe
we haven't spoken in 5 days, and this is exactly why. This is the
you know, it's so unbearable that with neither blade nor shield, Andraste gave herself up to her enemies, and Mafirath bound his wife's hands and delivered her to the Archon to be put to death. And that's what it feels like to be friends with you, is betrayed by the one you love the most. Do your outro, and then I'll do our outro.
Okay. Hello, beautiful, wonderful people. My name is Robin, Captain Crayle on all things. I am found wherever Dylan is. Yeah, I know. I said it.
Yeah.
I said it weird. I said it bad. I said it really wrong. I'm found wherever Dylan is found. If Dylan does a project, if Dylan does a project, I am too. Yeah, that's no. That's it.
That's it. That's it. That's fine. And we'll see you next week. Grey Wardens, always remember in war victory, in peace. Vigilance.
Goodbye.